Edward.
Hello, I'm back. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And been absent for a while, you know. No longer got perfect attendance in this the school. And I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back. The mullet is gone. So is the love between John Mulaney and his ex-wife, Anne, I think is her name.
Yikes.
Did it come at a simpatico time with me cutting my mullet? Maybe. Is my mullet holding the fabric of reality together? Maybe. But also maybe not, because I cut it and fabric is dying, you know.
Hey.
I'm glad you joined us, Denzel. Because today's show is going to be complete. I know we have a plan. We're swerving. And it's just going to be a J. Cole show.
Oh, is it a J. Cole show?
No. I kid. I jest. But I would be remiss in my moment of welcoming the fans to another episode of Finger Guns Comedy. I am Edward. Steve is here. So is Denzel. Yeah. I would be remiss if I did not at least touch upon the fall off. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't touch about J. Cole.
I mean, I guess. Let's talk about it.
I mean,
what a fucking album. Oh, my God. Like every other Cole fan in the world, I'm just going to let the world know. It's a classic. I'm just letting everybody know that. I'm not arguing with nobody. I'm not going back and forth. I don't care how you feel about J. Cole. I don't care if you're going to call me a stan, if I'm biased. You can all eat a dick because I said it. Classic. I'm not taking it back. It's a classic. Okay, Steve? Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, right. Steve? Okay?
Yes.
Steve was looking at me, Ed, like he didn't understand where the energy was coming from.
No, it's because I only heard like the songs that we listened to in the car. And
they were great, weren't they? They were phenomenal.
They were very, very good. I just didn't hear the rest of them. I did hear Amari because he came out with the
music video
for it. And I liked it. I think I like it more than most rap that's out right now. One of the things I did want to talk about is his eyes say so much. And I couldn't stop looking at his eyes when he was rapping. Because
J. Cole has soulful eyes.
Yes.
Like he's been through a lot.
Yes.
And you can tell.
And he's going to relay that information to you with bars. And he had them.
Bars.
And he had a lot of them.
Too many. It was this man. Listen,
put an M on your head, you Luigi brother. Now,
bars. Luigi's brother. Get that,
so many. What is it? So many shells on the ground make the Easter Bunny proud.
Come on, man.
I mean, not a kid. He's 30-something years old. But the dude is—he came spinning.
That man, nice. His hair is a little crazy, but that man, nice.
That man is nice.
His hair is getting out there.
Steve just touched on that Amari video. Did you see the Amari video yet?
Absolutely, man.
When he dons that fucking suit with that fucking hat, and he's just like this, and it's just like it's like kind of covering his face. I mean. An absolute fucking goat look for him.
That's a look. Listen, man, he deserves all of the praise. You know what I mean? So the rest of you rappers can go ahead and put, you know, 30 songs on your little albums just to go ahead and sell 130,000. You know what I mean?
A measly hundred thousand.
Cole gonna go ahead and do what he does with his 13 tracks. And just body the world. Definitely what he did. He made me like a Lil Baby verse, man. I'm not the biggest Lil Baby fan, but Lil Baby was, that man was sliding on that. I said, okay.
Listen,
if Lil Baby was doing more of that, Lil Baby would have me as a fan. Not that he needs me, he's fucking big as shit, but I'm just saying. If he was gonna do more of that, I could fuck with Lil Baby a whole lot more. 21 did what I know 21 can already do. He's shown me enough. I know what he can do. So I wasn't surprised that he was out here, you know, doing his 21 Savage thing.
I have a good heart. I send teddy bears to the mother when we make him cry, something like that.
It's man, that's some mob type shit. Steve, I don't know if you understand that bar. I'm not going to explain it.
I know Teddy Ruxpin. He's a bear. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I know 21 Savage. Savage Mode 2 was my favorite rap album of last year. No cap.
You always go too far. Just a little.
Hey, did you say Bad Biddy again?
Bad Biddy.
There you go. It sounds like you're trying to say Bad Bunny and you don't remember his name. A little bit. That's what it sounds like when you say Bad Biddy, which isn't necessarily kinda a bad thing.
I feel like it Bad Biddy is when Bad Baby decides to do reggaeton music. That joke didn't land, and that's fine. But do you know what is going to land? This segue. Y'all watch TV?
Yeah. Speaking of goats, we got a fantastic tournament for today, right?
We do.
Now, I don't, to answer your question, you know, so as to not be polite, I don't watch a lot of TV, you know? In a prototypical sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the TV that I do watch is, very specific to sci-fi superheroes and supernatural things.
But that's this generation's, means of TV, right? We have so much TV, but back in the day when we were growing up, there wasn't that much TV out there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us felt familiar with a lot of these Fox shows that are on here. So I just figured, let's give respect to these shows by seeing which one is the best. But also, mind you, this list is not my own personal list. It is from an article. Mm-hmm. That was listing the 25 greatest Fox shows of all time. And I took 16 of those shows. I took the top 16, except for I took out a show that only had one season and a show that only had two seasons. Because I was like, no. They were the Tracy Ullman show. And the only reason that they said that it was number 16 was because it gave us The Simpsons. And I was like, that's dumb. And then they put Firefly on there because everyone else has a boner for Firefly. And honestly, if you got one season, you can't prove that you got some, you got GOAT status, man. Like you got eight episodes or whatever. And so for me, I don't respect that. But I respect this list.
I have very specific feelings for Firefly. Because believe it is a spinoff of a different show? If I'm not mistaken? Or is
like
it
Stargate, right?
I don't know if it's Stargate. I think, or it might be. I don't know. I believe Firefly
is Galactica?
I don't think it's that either. I think Firefly is part of some sort of Nathan Fillion, led universe, I believe. I think Nathan Fillion stars in Firefly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he does.
And Firefly is sort of a, I don't want to say sequel or a spinoff, but it's sort of related to a different show that's done fantastically. If I'm not mistaken, while we go through the tournament, I'll try to do some quick research. We'll see what we
can. No, I'm also looking up right now.
You already must. All right.
Yeah, I'm currently, because I don't even know what Firefly is. I do. Okay, so it's set after, it's set 20 years after the Serenity film.
Yes.
And Serenity is related to what?
That's a that movie, if I remember correctly.
I think Serenity is also related to something else, though, to another TV show, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man, maybe.
Let's see. Let me dive a little deeper. But yeah, is it Joss Whedon? Is he the one behind all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean,
that douchebag.
Yeah, we all know, what he's been up to recently.
Again, he's canceled now.
My thoughts, and I've had these thoughts way before any of this had happened with Joss Whedon, by the way. I've had these thoughts for a decade now, it feels like. about Firefly and Serenity and so on and so forth. If there is another show, I feel like there is. If I'm not, then it's fine. But yeah, that will be addressed later on when we get to it.
Oh, no, we won't, though, because it's not on. I removed it because it doesn't get my respect for it.
Okay, okay. Well, then.
Oddly enough, just to address it now, though, Serenity the movie came out in 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Firefly came out in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I really have. That's all I really had to add to that, guys. Other than that, I didn't know anything about this show. Yeah, I do enjoy that movie, Serenity.
People just have boners for that show in their 8 episodes or however many they got. And I was like, no, because, like, and don't get me wrong, less is more sometimes with, like, let's say, like, the Breaking Bad series. Like, that got 5 seasons. But, like, you got to have still more than just 1 season.
I understand what you're saying, because if a show, less is more counts for when a show has run for a certain amount of time,
yeah,
and they're at a point where if they keep going, they could either have, like, let's say 1 or 2 more seasons of really great content, mm-hmm, or 2 seasons that make you hate this fucking show and wonder why you spent this much time watching it. I'm talking to you, Game of Thrones. I'm talking to you. But so I get what you're saying. A show that ran for what, 1 season or had however many episodes and got canned, I'm not gonna put that in any greatest show of all time conversation, because there was no intent. If the intent was for it to only run those 8 episodes and it was supposed to be a short series, mm-hmm, of like 8 episodes, that's different.
Yeah.
But if they were planning and wanted to do more and just couldn't because nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah.
You're that's not what in the it conversation. Was. Yeah, that's no, exactly you don't get what it was.
But instead of talking about the shows that didn't make the list, let's talk about the shows that did. So here,
oh my god, Miranda Baccarin was in there. I probably should have watched it.
Hey,
she's fine as hell. Oh no, she was in Serenity. Sorry, I did watch that movie. Anyway, sorry, Steve. I just had to bring because she's fine as hell. Anyway,
all right. So, in no particular order, here are the 16 shows that are competing for the GOAT Fox Network show. Futurama, 24, The X-Files, The Simpsons, Ally McBeal, American Idol, In Living Color, Malcolm in the Middle, Beverly Hills 90210, King of the Hill, Living Single, House, Married with Children, Prison Break, Arrested Development, and The OC. What do you guys think of that list so far?
There was a part of me that was really thinking that you were going to have a bunch of shows on here that I didn't know, but I'm surprised that there are quite a bit that I know. You do have someone here that I have no idea what they are, what they were. But nevertheless, that's pretty interesting. I'm pretty
familiar with all of these shows too, so I could explain some of them if need be. Like, I feel like you're not going to know what Ally McBeal is.
No. Whatever Ally McBeal is going against, I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to vote for, if I know the other show, I'm just letting you guys know, because if it comes down to a show I know versus a show I don't, I'm just going to vote for the show I know.
Can we start with Ally McBeal? Because I may need to persuade Denzel one way or another. So can I make a request too? With whatever the matchup for Ally McBeal is.
Okay. Well, are you guys ready to go into the tournament?
All right, you want to go right into
Ally McBeal? Okay. So, in the middle of the bracket, Living Single is going against Ally McBeal.
Okay. Living Single. I'm sorry, Ed. There's no chance for you to convince me of otherwise.
No, I know. I know. I was I agree as well. I was hoping that it would be a show that, you know, maybe me and you didn't really enjoy, for lack of a better word. Like so that I could be like, yo, Alan McBeal had Lucy Liu in it.
Lucy Liu, Calista Flockhart, and that one, you know, that one digital baby that like everyone, like that dancing baby?
No.
From like back in the early thousands?
Uh-uh.
That baby started off in Ally McBeal.
And I'll tell you this, if this show was up against some of the other ones on the list, say right now, it could have had a chance, but only because it's Living Single. I gotta go with
that one. Easily gets the sweep. Edward, are you also voting for a Living Single?
No, I'm for Living Single. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
No. Lucy Liu could have got it done. If it was against somebody else, Lucy Liu could have got it done. That's right.
I immediately remembered. And I remember that, listen, I believe that it's about the main character, Alan McBeal, being a lawyer. And Lucy Liu is also a badass lawyer herself, I believe. I could be wrong. Yeah. Never seen it. Never seen a single fucking episode. But I'm a big fan of Lucy Liu. And I'm a big fan of, you know, what Steve likes to say, bad biddies. You know?
Yeah. And she is a real bad biddy in this. Because they're both extremely tough lawyers. But they're also, like, you know, dealing with, like, single in the city. And, like, trying to balance that out. And dealing with their anxieties and their issues. It was kind of sophisticated. I remember watching it and being extremely confused all the time. But I did see that episode because for a while, Ally McBeal was like going like she thought she was going crazy because she kept seeing that one baby, the dancing baby thing, the one that does this shit too. And then I think they revealed that she was just pregnant. And so that's what it was. But suffice to say, Ally McBeal, this is as much attention as you're going to get in this show because Living Single was clearly more superior and goes on to the next round. Let's start up at the very beginning of the tournament now that we got the Ally McBeal one out of the way. American Idol versus The Simpsons.
Come on now.
Simpsons. So, although I do have to give a shout out to American Idol for giving us, you know, so many memorable moments.
Yeah. But
without a doubt, The Simpsons is a clear cut winner.
Yeah. But I will say this too, is that like I think they both had like maybe five good years within each run, like each of their runs.
I disagree.
Oh, you think more or less one?
I think American Idol sort of became this played out version of itself eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think The Simpsons kind of has become a played out version of itself, but it's still like it's still itself in a sense. You know, it's still the progenitor. So many other shows have tried to duplicate it and imitate it, and it's given us like mountains and mountains of memorable moments from like all the conspiracy stuff if Matt Groening is from the future with him predicting all these things, you know. And then there's just the Treehouse of Horror collection, which is just ongoing. That's like it's become more than just a TV show at this point, I think, in my opinion. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, and as someone who's like, I enjoy The Simpsons when I happen to catch it, but I've never been like a, The Simpsons guy. It's just like I just me knowing the impact that The Simpsons has on the world, or at least America specifically. It's like it's not even comparable. I mean, listen, I appreciate American Idol for giving me Ruben Studdard because I would never know.
Fantasia.
What he was sorry for, yeah, and her, I would never know what he was sorry for in 2004.
Yeah,
and I would never know the power that comes from Fantasia's voice. But with all that said, like it's, you know, I love Ruben, but it's The Simpsons again. I don't have to be a fan, but it's The Simpsons.
Also, you know, American Idol gave us Elliot Yamin, who
he's still waiting.
Who gave the world the song Wait For You, which I believe is one of my dad's favorite songs, if I'm not mistaken.
So, oh, my goodness.
You know. And vis-a-vis.
Sorry, Mr. Ochoa. Your baby boy's not representing his show right. Elliot failed American Idol. And with that being said, the Simpsons are moving on to the second round.
Well, listen, I didn't fail, you know.
No, I was talking like Elliot and me, not you.
Oh, okay. But also, yeah. American Idol failed Elliot because he should have won.
What, didn't he like leave sixth or something?
Who fucking knows? Don't fucking know at all.
For sure. So, in our next matchup, it is 24 versus Futurama.
I don't know anything about 24. I don't know what it's about. I don't know who's in it. But I know about Futurama.
Yeah.
So you guys already know what the rule of thumb is. You got to vote Futurama. You got to vote.
24, is that the show with Kevin Bacon?
No, Kiefer Sutherland.
They're the same fucking person.
Yeah, where it's like... also, 24.
Get a new fucking identity, one of you two. You're the same fucking person.
We're like the same age, too. So they like both came up at the same time.
Which is a tragedy because, you know, you never hear, you know, Isla Fisher and Amy Adams. You never hear anyone tell them, hey, get a new identity because you're also the same person. You know? But Kiefer Sutherland, Kevin Bacon, one of you get a new identity. But I agree. I mean, I would go with Futurama. I have beautiful memories watching Futurama. I mean, that episode with him with Fry and his dog.
Don't, you know, even.
Yeah, I won't. I won't. I'm just
hurt. Or the uncle who names his son after Fry.
That's his brother, I believe, isn't it? His brother names his son after Fry, who is his brother. Right? Yeah, isn't it something like that?
Yeah. And that's what Yancey names his kid after Philip, and then that kid goes on to do amazing things because he had like the clover.
Yancey.
Oh man. Now I'm all sad. Futurama, well, you won.
You got a lot more what is shows to go. Oh, I mean.
Yeah.
Here we go. This will be the first one where I think we're a little split.
Yeah. In our next matchup, that's why I was really thinking that if Amelia was here, she might make it trickier. Arrested Development versus Prison Break. For me, I had to go Arrested Development. Unfortunately, because here's the thing is that they both fell off really hard when they try to bring each back. And I just want to remember these two for their original runs. And
I think the way I feel about Arrested Development is that when I would watch it, it would be like, I understand how people find this funny. I understand that people do find this enjoyable and funny. I, however, don't.
Okay.
So I'm
remembering what Arrested Development is.
Yes,
I wanted to. It was a comedy. Got it.
Mm-hmm. It was a comedy. it was a comedy. Prison Break, I have a very special connection with Prison Break. You know, I don't know how Denzel is going to vote for, but you can put me down for Prison Break right now. Okay. And, you know, maybe I can persuade Denzel over to my team, you know, if he is on the fence. Listen.
See, here's where I fall. Okay. Just really quick, Ed. So I'm pretty much unfamiliar with both of these shows. Now, Arrested Development, I know in name, solely because of Steve.
Yeah.
That's all I really know about that show, that Steve enjoyed it. I don't know who's on it. I don't know what comedic minds were behind it. Didn't even know that it left and then came back. So, you know, that's what that is. Now, Prison Break, equally unfamiliar, but here's the difference. There's two guys in that show.
Oh my god, with the DC shit.
Yes.
Two guys in that show.
I know.
That I am very familiar with due to the CW superhero shows. I don't know what their real names are.
Wentworth Miller is one of them. He's he's the star of Prison Break, and he's Captain Cold, I believe. In the Fox or in the CW shows, I'm sorry.
Yep, and the other guy who plays Rory, who's you know, listen, I'm sorry, Steve. I don't know shit about these shows, but I know that, and that alone gives Prison Break my vote.
All right.
But you have to try to convince you. I'll save it for the next bracket that comes too.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I interrupted you. I was like,
heart is going to break soon.
Well,
with that being said, it didn't break right now because we got plenty of other crazy matchups. Prison Break is going on to our next matchup: Married with Children versus Beverly Hills 90210.
Now, Married with Children is Ed Bundy, right?
Yes,
Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Oh, Al Bundy. Pardon me. Yes. Starred by Ed O'Neill, right?
Yes.
That his name?
Yes.
Okay.
And Katie Seagal and Christina Applegate.
I'm a big David fan of Katie Seagal. I'm a big fan of Katie Seagal.
Yeah, both the mom and the sister or the daughter in that show were great. Were really great.
I'm a big fan of Katie Seagal, and if it wasn't Beverly Hills 90210, I might have gone with Married with Children. I'm not a big fan of, you know, Ed Bundy, Ted Bundy, Al Bundy. I'm not a big fan of them.
All the Bundys.
Yeah. You can take the bundle of Bundys and you can send them packing, dude. I'm not a big fan of any of them.
Put the bundle of Bundys on your boat.
You're going Beverly Hills 90210?
Yes, because hear me out. You know, when I make a burner, you know, when I make a burner and I'm trying to be devious or mischievous or a miscreant on the internet, there comes a time when one has to fake an address. And instead of me having to being like, oh, well, I'm going to put my address. And I don't want to be like, I don't want to put an address that I have to go look one up. Beverly Hills 90210. I know that off the top of my head, you know. So that's always the address that I use, that you should use when you're trying to be, you know, an absolute menace on the internet.
Boo. I'm going Married with Children because I actually enjoyed that show. And it was at that time, it was so counterculture to the shows that were coming out that it gave Fox its identity. It gave Fox we're going to be that show that has the raunchy. We're going to have girls in bikinis. They were super part of the 90s. And so for me, that represents a GOAT network show more than.
Did Al Bundy hit his wife on that show?
No, never.
Oh, but he did really? Do the
next best thing, and that is reject her advances for sex. Apparently, she was always wanting sex, and he was like, no. And the crowd ate that up, and he laid massive shits on that show.
That's great. I mean, I wish I could take my vote back, but that's great. I appreciate it a lot more now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to give you heart.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a list of reasons as to why I'm choosing the show I'm choosing. And I got to remember... some of these names, these people are, they're older, and I want you to remember what they were when everything was going on. I'm just going to start with Shannen Doherty.
Oh.
You know, Lori Loughlin, you know, and I'm going to go on to a little bit of the new school. You got Anna Lynn McCord, Sinead Grimes.
That's Megan, from the reboot, though.
Yeah, listen, I said it's the whole thing because I'm not gonna lie to you, Steve. I enjoyed both because you also have Megan, who's, if we want to say her full name, you know what I mean? It's no longer Megan Markles, it's Megan Duchess of Sussex, you know what I mean? And you got Jessica Lowndes. Oh,
yeah,
Jessica.
There you go against the royal family on this one, Steve.
You got Jillian Zinsser. It's so many names
Can I make something happen right now?
Ryan Eggold. That's a beautiful man. I love him.
If I could interject, that the reboot was on the CW, so I don't want to count it because it wasn't a Fox show.
Don't care. Tristan Wilds, aka Mac Wilds. Great otter, great artist. You know what I mean? Also on the show called The Wire. I have to go with the brand, Steve. I'm sorry. I have to go with the brand. Also, I don't know if anyone knows this, Grant Gustin. You know how I feel about what I said, the TV shows I watch. He was on a little bit of that 90210. And, you know, there's the great song that Wale has where he sings 90210. Like, it's just, it's the brand. It's the brand. And the brand is strong. The brand is strong.
I bet Wale sang that because of the same reason that I did. Because he's a true miscreant at heart. And I bet when he's setting up his burners, he does the same thing that I do. And he does, don't want to blow up my spot by putting my address out there. Beverly Hills 90210. Beverly Hills 90210. And I respect that, Wale. I respect that. Maybe not since your birthday.
Beverly Hills 90210.
I'm very in tune with these celebrities. I respect that.
Yeah. They're moving on. Our next matchup, I already know my heart's going to break. The way y'all have been voting.
You never know. I can't even see the choices right now.
King of the Hill versus In Living Color. I'm already voting for King of the Hill. Why? I need to give it its point. Why? Right now.
You're being so someone said you're not even giving In Living Color a chance.
What are you talking about? I'm the one who's watched both of these shows. And one of them has my heart the biggest way possible. And that is King of the Hill. King of the Hill, to me, if I, in my own little bracket, like it's March Madness, this wins the entire thing.
Well, Steve,
it's not just passing the first round because it's going up against In Living Color.
Steve, well, just like the actual March Madness tournament that we did in real life, Ed and I are going to win again because In Living Color, you know what I mean, is just In Living Color. Now, I'll tell you this. I love King of the Hill. You know what I'm saying? I definitely love that show. It's given me so many laughs that I can't even begin to tell, like, to thank the creators for it. But it's In Living Color. And, you know,
I mean, starting the trajectory of, I voted for Living Color. Thank you for putting that on there already. I was paying attention.
I didn't even need to get your guys' votes to know that that was going to be the case.
But I do feel
bad.
Living
Color gave us Jim Carrey, Steve.
I know. I was gonna mention that. But before that, I do want to say, I mean, Steve, I do apologize because I do know how big a fan you are of this show. And it doesn't make me happy that we have to vote it off.
It should.
Because it's a good show. King of the Hill.
It is.
I should have, once I saw that bracket was the way it was, I should have been like, no, I'm going to switch out King of the Hill.
King of the Hill gave us John Redcorn by Sir, which is
great. Fucking, I mean, song.
You put King of the Hill against 90210. I'm taking King of the Hill every fucking day.
That's a fact. Because I love music more than attractive women. I'm just saying. Just like in our real life March Madness that happened with comedy and jokes, Steve. You made a poor matchup. It was a poor matchup selection.
I should have just fucking fixed it. I just clicked shuffle and I let it lie. And because I wanted it to have integrity. And
I respect you for that. But at the same time, integrity doesn't win games.
At the same time, that's also not the Steve that I know. I know Steve to be an absolute down and dirty cheater. I play to win. So for you to not mess with these brackets and try to ease King of the Hill to number one, I am a little ashamed of you. I respect the integrity. I do. But I am a little ashamed that the classic Steve didn't come out to play.
It's understandable.
I should have done, man. No,
let's just move on, man.
We're moving on. In Living Color moves on.
Because you definitely, I have some beef with you for what you knew this was going to happen within Living Color.
No, I didn't. And now I'm happy. I get some sort of Schadenfreude because the second round has a tough matchup. But for right now, we got a couple more matchups in the first round, starting with the OC versus Malcolm in the Middle.
I'm going to go with Malcolm. That's really all I have to say about that. Same.
I will be going for Malcolm. This is my new
I'm going to go with Malcolm as well.
I will fucking take this to the end if I can. This is
you won't be able to because of what it's going to be up against after.
Oh, but, okay, so are we just going to say then that whoever wins between In Living Color and Living Singles is going to win the whole tournament?
No. I'm just telling you that your second champion is going to fail, so you might want to find a third.
All my champions are going to fail. It's a tournament that has you and Edward in it, and you guys don't like my tastes.
That's not. We'll I see, just voted we'll with Malcolm.
Prove me wrong.
I just voted with Malcolm in the middle.
Change it up. Put King of the Hill back in there. Prove me wrong.
That's not happening.
Listen, I believe it was, the wonderful philosopher Jermaine Cole who said, "You want smoke? Don't choke. I'm a whole fucking nicotine company."
I suppose. But just like in choking, a doctor is involved. And our last matchup is House versus the X-Files.
Are these really the best Fox shows?
Based on this one article I saw that was ranking the top 25.
I feel like we might be missing some. I don't know off the top
X-Files
of my head.
X-Files was number two.
I feel like we might be missing some. I don't know off the top of my head which ones we'd be missing. I'd have to take a look.
I thought about Family Guy. I thought about Bob's Burgers, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I think
Brooklyn Nine-Nine absolutely slaughters most of these shows. By the way,
I'm surprised you didn't put SmackDown on here.
Friday Night SmackDown for the
Friday Night SmackDown smacks most of these shows as well.
The three years that's been on.
Yeah, not putting Family Guy on is interesting. I mean, well, nevertheless, we're here. We're here. Let's just move on. So House versus the X-Files.
I'm voting the X-Files because I feel like that had more of an impact for this network than House did, even though they're both huge for the network. X-Files got its own movie. It got brought back like 10 or 15 years after it was finished.
Is it X-Files with Kevin Bacon?
No, David Duchovny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Gillian Anderson.
Oh, good old Davy Doves, huh? Davy Ducks. Yeah. I didn't know he was on X-Files. That's going to sway my vote. I was going to go with House. I think. I was going to go with House simply for the few fact that the pure fact that it has Hugh Laurie, who was in Stuart Little.
Also, just really quick, I just want to just really quick, let me just get my vote out there. I'm going to make it fast. I am going to go with House.
Okay, why?
I will say that I do think X-Files is probably bigger for Fox, especially the time in which that show came out and all that stuff. But House is one that I thoroughly enjoyed on every aspect, and it was one of those ones that like got me interested into the production element of filming things, because I'm learning about how long they would film like one scene, like the detail, you know, all the medical vernacular. Of course, you have, you know, Hugh Laurie, which have that story. I'm even accounting for the fact that the last like couple seasons were a little bit on the downside.
Yeah.
Like they stayed a little bit far past their
they definitely
their thing. But at the same time, X-Files left and then came back. And I don't remember people being real big on it when it came back.
Yeah.
But also, it may be the biggest reason House gave me 13. And Olivia Wilde is phenomenal. Not to mention that Wentworth Miller is also, he was on House. I'm just putting that out there. But again, Olivia 13 Wilde? For me. Olivia yeah, she Wilde was 13. House? Yeah, she was 13. She was, I mean,
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, she,
I do.
And Jennifer Morrison, if you're a Once Upon a Time fan, or
J-Mo in there too?
Yes, sir.
Omar Epps is on there. Charlene Lee is on it.
Alpen is on there.
Yeah, Alpen.
I mean, Lisa Edelstein or Steen, however you pronounce her last name. Evan Peters okay. was on there.
Yeah. Okay. You've convinced me.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's the thing. I think, because I haven't seen either show, I think I would like House more because from what I know of it and what I know of the main character, he's a curmudgeon like me. You know?
He's definitely
he's sort of this, you know, I don't know if he's narcissistic, but from what I've gotten or what I gathered, he's sort of this, you know, moody, narcissistic guy who's obviously brilliant at what he does, and he just doesn't really like people, I guess. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but that's what I've gathered from the show. And the only reason I was going to vote for X-Files was because it had Davy Ducks in it. But now you're naming, you're name dropping all these people on House, so you know my allegiance has changed to House.
All right, so
yeah, I mean House is basically a non-magical Doctor Strange. Like basically, he's
Gregory, he's, right? Dr. Greg House. What is your name, Greg?
Man. Yeah. Yeah, in the show it is, yeah.
So, House is moving on to the second round. So, we have our 8 contestants moving on. Let's start round 2 off with the very hard one, The Simpsons versus Futurama.
Again, see, both of these shows are better than some of the other shows in the other brackets that we have below us. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that we have to get rid of one of these two so early on. But this is how I feel, kind of related to the X-Files, in which the X-Files, a la Simpsons, is probably the biggest show or the bigger show between these two. And they've probably had the most influence. But with that being said, my heart yearns for Futurama.
I get it. I absolutely get it. And honestly, I agree because the Simpsons, while it's longer, doesn't mean that it's better. You know, certain live, like I consider it kind of like we were talking about with Breaking Bad. Just because, like, you had a shorter series doesn't mean it was terrible. Like, The Simpsons, I don't know anyone who's watching it. I don't. And they just automatically keep, like, renewing its show, the seasons and stuff like that. But, like, Futurama, I think it continued to have the heart and the fans continued to enjoy it because it had still a good quality. The original writers from the sea, like what people think were the Simpsons' best seasons, they left the show to go do Futurama, which is why like the quality of the Simpsons dropped like in like the 8th and 9th seasons because all those amazing writers bounced. And I think, yeah, with that being said, I think while it is bastardous or blasphemous is a better word, I'm voting Futurama for sure. And I was kind of hoping that The Simpsons would go up against King of the Hill because I really want people to know that King of the Hill is a better show than The Simpsons.
No, I mean, I was going to automatically vote Futurama because it's out of the two shows, it's the one I know more. And for that same very reason, like just because the show is going on, how long has The Simpsons been on? 30 years? 33 30 years? Plus? And The Simpsons had and Futurama had what, a 7 season, 8 season run?
Yeah.
Something like that. the Futurama had a just an overall good and entertaining story and ended kind of
beautiful
when it probably should have ended, and it ended in a strong way. Like, they didn't end it in that season that way and saying we'll see you next season. It's like, no,
yeah,
no, this is it. Yeah, this is it. So I mean, Futurama definitely wins. Long live the love of Fry and Leela.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, you know, hashtag free Apu.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to cancel The Simpsons from this tournament, just like Hank Azaria canceled the Pooh.
Also, how great was that MJ cameo? Not cameo, but that episode in The Simpsons. That's a terrific episode, by the way.
Do you want to know a fun thing about that show? He did the voice acting for it. He didn't do the singing. That was someone else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His contract was like, I'm only the actor. If you're asking for me to sing, it's going to be money. And they're like, nah, we don't want that. And so,
you know, they wanted him to sing much like Coachella wanted to book J. Cole. Mm-hmm. And he said, nah, it's going to be a couple M's, dude.
That's pretty cool. So our next matchup is Prison Break versus Beverly Hills 90210.
Okay, I will reserve my vote after you two in case I need to, mm-hmm. you know.
I'm voting Beverly Hills 90210.
Interesting.
It lasted 10 years, and just like in the way that it went up against Married with Children, and Married with Children kind of sparked that like change in like the format of the shows, like unlike the way that the culture was moving towards. Beverly Hills 90210 did the same thing, but for dramas. Instead of it being just like a casual like storyline or whatever, this was like hot ass young adults dealing with like being hot, single, rich with their bullshit ass problems and showing a lot of skin. And that was 90s, baby. It fucking was. And it went from it literally went from 1990 to 2000. And do you know what other show did the same thing?
Sex and the City?
10 years span? Friends, 1995 to 2005.
I mean, Friends isn't that good.
Friends, you know, that's why we're not doing a best NBC show, because it would just be not Friends.
We should have just done a best TV show, give us many options.
What the, oh my goodness, like a 17 part series on we're trying to figure out the best TV show of all time.
No, just for real it
to
quick,
find out to be The Wire.
It would be fun if we somehow ended up with The Wire as the greatest TV show of all time. It would be very funny. I don't think it would, but I'd do it for the bit. Gladly.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to vote 90210, and it's for one name and one name only. Good old Luke Perry.
Ooh.
I got to give it to him.
I'm not going to convince you. I'm not going to convince you, and it's a shame, because I had tremendous reasons. I had a tremendous reason, but I have to go down with the ship. You know,
I respect it.
I think this is the first time you guys disagree on the show.
No, we disagreed on the. Oh, no, you might be right, actually.
Yeah. That's huge. Beverly Hills 90210 moving to the semifinals against I have to go down Futurama. With the ship.
You know, Prison Break, you know, for reasons that will be unheard now, you know, I thought it was a better show.
This is rough.
This is the next. This matchup right here is giving me Schadenfreude.
I know what I'm going with. I'm living color versus living single.
I will be the tiebreaker if need be.
Yes. I do agree. But yeah, I'm gonna go with In Living Color. I got to. Maybe I don't got to. Maybe that's the wrong phrase of words, but it speaks to me more than Living Single does, which is odd because I've been living single for a while.
Did you watch Living Single?
I watched part of it. I haven't watched everything, but much like Living Color, watched part of it. I haven't watched everything. Mm-hmm. But just in Living Color has given me more personally than Living Single has.
Well, this is sad. Because I didn't want to see it go this way. I really wanted and hoped that Living Single would get at least one vote, but I don't think they're going to, because I'm going with In Living Color, because once again, In Living Color gave me Jim Carrey, they gave me Kim Wayans, they gave me the, you know, Sean and Marlon. It gave me just Damon. It's just, it's too much content that comes from that, the original brain of Keenan Ivory Wayans, and I just,
In Living Color might win this whole thing, legitimately so, due to how influential it's been from.
I was gonna vote
Living Single because Living that's Color. I was actually thinking that you're gonna vote Living Single, because what Living Single meant for the culture, I will argue it means more than Living Color. And because here's the thing, the most famous person to come from Living Color, you guys have been repeating it over and over again, Jim Carrey, the one white guy, and the group of versus Living Single gave us Kim Cole,
Queen Latifah.
But we're not.
Here's the thing, Steve. So there is, outside of the silly joke that I was trying to make, it was difficult because Living Single for me is, I mean, for one, it's like, it's part, because Living Single exists, it's one of the reasons why I don't fuck with Friends. Because Friends is nothing but the whitewashed knockoff version of Living Single, who then actually, the Friends name was originally supposed to be what Living Single was called. So, I mean, it is a really impactful show, but it's more than, within Living Color, you have a black man who's created, I mean, other than Dave Chappelle, and of course, now you have Key and Peele that also did it. Who else has done that? I mean, and it's not just, the biggest name from all that is Jim Carrey, but you have to then look at the individual successes of Damon Wayans. I'm saying the whole entire Wayans family that continues all the way, Damon Wayans Jr., who's out here and does pretty solid work for the most part. Yeah. So like that family and just what that idea means. You have a black man's created a show that, in my opinion, had a cast pretty diverse cast at that, because there's more than just Jim Carrey that was the one white guy. There was other people on there, but it was just, it's a really, really good show.
We need to Living talk about Single. One name you guys don't talk about in Living Color that I think more than anything for you guys specifically, because of how you guys been choosing based on the hotties. Guys, it had the debut of J-Lo.
I don't really care that much about J-Lo. That's the problem. When it comes to this show, like In Living Color specifically, like jokes aside, like for me, like I said, just having a black man that had that show and it was successful, and based on what I know, left the show not because he was canceled, because he chose to stop it. Because at some point, it was just getting, it was going to be too expensive. Yeah, no, and then on top of me, too expensive to continue, too repetitive. It kind of like a lot, like there are definitely seasons of SNL that I enjoy and think are really, really funny. But to have a sketch show, even with the fact that they've had so many different cast members along the way, like that show, its peak years are far, far away.
Because I mean, it's like the last season had like Sean Wayans on it, right? That was like his first bit, because Marlon was too young at that point still, I think.
Yeah, and like then, Sean was the DJ. Sean was always the DJ. Marlon was in it at random times, but I said you got to have them. You got to let them see and soak up all this information, and you know the two of them go off and make the Wayans Brothers show. Yeah. Of course, you have other hits like White Chicks, and then Marlon's gone on individually and done everything that he's done.
Yeah.
So it's like you have this show that birthed, yes, the career and the excitement behind Jim Carrey, but all these other careers that are in their own rights. Equally astonishing, because without that show, would those careers have started? If Keenan didn't reach back and happen to have a funny ass fucking family that he was able to utilize, do we get all these other great things that came from it? And much as I love Living Single, when I'm comparing that, Living Single, I only really have Queen Latifah. And while I love the Queen,
yeah,
I mean, it just doesn't, for me, it doesn't have the same impact that Living Color does.
That's fair. That's
also
fair.
Great fucking show, though. Great also, fucking
J-Lo
show.
J-Lo dated both Ben Affleck and A-Rod.
And Diddy.
Ooh. I mean, we could probably do our own tournament of the hottest J-Lo ex. Because there's...
Well, because that's also there's none. Because there's her. One, maybe. And it might be, you know, some dancer who we've never heard of. Because Ben Affleck, A-Rod, Diddy, and what's his name? Mark Anthony?
Mark Anthony. There's that Chris dancer guy.
I mean, they can all hit the fucking wayside. They're immensely talented. They're legends in their own right. But, baby, don't look in the mirror. Because you're not going to like what looks back. These guys are uggos.
Oh,
you guys are absolute uggos.
I don't know where you're going with that. But what a great
Mark
segue
Anthony, A-Rod, Diddy, and who's the other guy? Ben Affleck. That they're uggos, okay. You know. And that one of them dated his son's girlfriend. And I'm not saying which one, but you know, it's kind of weird, babe. It's kind of weird.
All right, for sure. Continue. All right, our last semifinal matchup, I think.
Malcolm
in the Middle versus House, or it's a quarterfinal. You're going Malcolm. I'm also going Malcolm.
You know what? I'm gonna let this. I'm gonna go down with the ship as Ed did with Prison Break. House. I'm Respect. Gonna go House.
Respect.
For reasons right. that will go unsaid.
Hey.
Yeah. Respect. Malcolm for in the sure. Middle. I mean. Frankie had Agent Cody Banks 1 and 2. And
he had one Liz, is not he both. Had Hillary, he had Hillary in the first one.
Yeah.
And then who was in Duff. The other one?
I believe it was, I don't know. I believe it was also Hillary Duff. Dunst? I don't remember.
Was it Kristen Dunst? Why do I feel like it was Kristen Dunst? Now I gotta look it up. Agent Malcolm? Cody Banks 2. No,
I
Agent
believe
Cody Banks.
Destination no, London is maybe what it's called.
Old. Yeah, no, it definitely is. Nah. Definitely wasn't Miley. It definitely wasn't Miley.
Way before her time, I believe.
Nope. Her name is Hannah Spearitt, but her name is spelled Spearitt. Ugh. Don't know why I thought it was Kristen Dunst.
Do they look like
stupid? Kristen no, Dunst? They look nothing alike. Not at all. Because now I'm remembering her face more. Yeah, no. But anyway. Yeah, you know, I had to go down with
the
House.
Movie, you guys remember the movie Clock Stoppers by any chance?
Loved it. Loved no. it.
How?
Loved it.
I mean, that girl's a bad.
Never watched it.
Woohoo, man. Loved it, man. Loved I
mean, just,
it.
Pardon loved, the non sequitur.
What was her name? What was her
remember.
Name?
I don't remember. I don't know if she's been in anything else, to be honest.
Paula. I don't know how to. Something gray, I feel like is what's coming to my brain.
I have no idea. But I haven't even thought about that movie in years.
You know what? Fuck it. We're gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up.
Non sequitur. We're having a moment about Clock Stoppers. It's a great movie. Okay, let's get on to the next.
All right.
Malcolm
in the Middle goes to the semifinals. So we are down to our final four. Futurama. Beverly Hills 90210, In Living Color, Malcolm in the Middle. I don't think anyone would think that these would be considered the top four, but here they are. Let's go to the first matchup.
Wolf Futurama again.
Versus Beverly Hills 90210.
Futurama again. I think the heart in this Futurama show, the heart outweighs whatever Beverly Hills 90210 can and has given me. And that's not even mentioning how entertaining or how, you know, funny, you know, Futurama may be, or how much I may find it funny or entertaining. Just the heart of the show.
Yeah.
It has lasted with me more than 90210.
Yeah, and there's something about the fact that, you know, the Simpsons writers leaving, you know, that original one and heading over here for whatever that reason was, and being like, well, we're going to make this show over here that we want, that we're going to stick with. And they made a good fucking show, and I like stories like that. Yeah. So, you know.
And if this proves anything, it proves that, you know, as much of a miscreant as I am, you know, I still have a heart. You know, so I apologize to all the burners that I've made that I haven't kept up with. I have a decent heart, you know, and I've had to move forward. I've had to evolve. I've had to grow as a human being.
I have to vote Beverly Hills 90210 just because of, like, while I would think that Futurama is a better quality show than Beverly Hills 90210, but in the zeitgeist and what Beverly Hills 90210 has done for, like, TV shows like that, we wouldn't have gotten Melrose Place if it wasn't for that. We wouldn't have gotten the OC. We wouldn't have gotten The Hills because we just wanted to see affluent people dealing with nonsense shit. But it's also an easy vote for me because Futurama's going in to the finals. That it's like, okay, well, there is an argument for Beverly Hills. But yeah, Beverly Hills 90210, in the history books, for like a television person, could be like, oh, like a paper, I guess.
I'm surprised you didn't mention One Tree Hill in that. Like, that's more of a
forget about
comparison.
Or Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, like those two shows. Like I like as children of 90210 more than The Hills and The OC.
That's fair. I just think about
I get what you mean.
Cali white people.
Yeah,
shit.
No, I get what you mean. I completely understand why you went there. It's just let's just mention One Tree Hill and Dawson's Creek because those are both pretty great shows.
Shout out to Katie Holmes because I had a huge crush on her as being Dawson.
Yeah. What was her name? Joey
Dawson. And yeah. I remember being infatuated with her growing up. I was like, oh, she's like someone that I fucking see myself with. Mm-hmm. Fucking kid don't know any better. You know? And then eventually, you know, moved over to Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez. You know, and then women more in my age, you know, so on and so forth.
We gotta do like a best DCOM tournament. DCOM Disney Channel movie because of all the Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where. Anyway,
that's my.
I'm gonna vote on I'm gonna vote in Living Color for this next one.
Oh yeah. So
whether it wins, whether it loses,
final is, I don't know, is in Living Color versus Malcolm in the Middle. I will be voting Malcolm in the Middle. And then Ed.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with In Living Color.
But I'm so glad that it worked out this way, though, because you got a little momentary excitement when I went down with House, and Ed backed you. And I just wanted you to eat your words from earlier about Ed and I just simply agreeing with each other all the time.
I was also like, those moments don't matter, though.
See, but now you're moving the goalposts. Why is he moving the goalposts, Ed?
I don't know. First, he just wants us
to disagree. Now, when we disagree, even though because we do it peacefully. Because when he goes down with the ship, he doesn't argue with me. When I go down with the ship, I don't argue with him. What's this about, Steve? Why?
Again, here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is that King of the Hill was eliminated way too early, and I think all three of us agree on that. But
I can agree with
you
that.
Know, there's also nothing we can do about it.
It's true.
You know, like
it's true.
Like speaking of tournaments, LeBron and the Lakers and Steph Curry and the Warriors have to face each other on Wednesday to see who gets into the playoffs. And let me make one thing very crystal clear: it makes absolutely no sense for them. Because they're both a 7th and 8th seed, respectively, I believe. Lakers 7th, yeah. Warriors 8th. And they have to face each other, even though they technically did enough to be in the playoffs.
Doesn't make sense.
So it should be the 7th and the 10th seed facing off, and the 8th and the 9th. Or 7th and 9th and 8th and 10th. One way or another, both teams who did enough in the regular season to be in the playoffs, they should have a chance to have their spot in the playoffs. I understand injuries, you know.
Yeah.
I understand the COVID protocols and things and unforeseen circumstances. I understand. So I think the play-in game is an absolute great idea. But for one of the 7th and 8th seed to leave, even though they both did enough, I think it's a preposterous idea.
Well, basically, yeah.
For next season.
You basically have to lose twice to in like the 7th and 8th seed to like completely be gone from the entire playoffs. And it's like if you lost two additional games and some like if like the 9th and 10th seed team has to win two games and then the 7th and 8th has to lose two games in order for that switch to happen. Basically the 7th
and 8th seed. That's what you're proposing?
No, that's what it is. It's basically like the 7th and 8th seed. The winner of them immediately goes into the 7th seed. They're good. But the loser of the 7th and 8th seed game has to play the winner of the 9th and 10th seed game. So essentially, a 7th and 8th seed team has to lose twice to be completely booted out. If they even win one,
they're good. I see what you're saying. That's how I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
can we just all agree on one thing though? Just and then we'll get back to the tournament. No, not even that. That the Suns are the most pointless first place team to ever exist because no one believes in them.
Well, you know, not to bring in a different sport into this, but last year the Pittsburgh Steelers were the number one team for a while. I believe in the AFC North, they were completely undefeated. I think they went 11-0, if I'm not mistaken. And many people around the league and out of the league were saying, this is the worst 11-0 team we've ever seen in our life. And they proved them right.
Yeah.
They absolutely proved them right. So
I will say, on top of that, it's just like the Steelers, like ultimately, it's just like Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Yes.
And it's like even with all the doubt in the world, Tom Brady is still Tom Brady. The Suns, literally, there's – out of the other 7 remaining teams that are going to get into the playoff, no one believes that the Suns are going to win. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Who really believes that anyone in the West is going to make it out past what the Nuggets and Lakers? Maybe the Clippers. The
Nuggets. I think personally, it's the Clippers and the Lakers again.
Yeah, the two for top the most teams part.
In the West right now.
Well, the Nuggets. Yeah, the Nuggets without Jamal Murray, to be honest with you, as much as I really like Jokic, and I do really like the pieces that they've been able to formulate around him after Murray's injury. Murray is a fucking machine. And when you remember him in the playoffs, they don't make it past anybody that they made it past.
Yeah.
Without that guy. So and they don't have a replacement for him. It's just a bunch of auxiliary pieces around Jokic. And I love Jokic, but he's not going to.
And the playoffs. Finish your thought. Sorry.
That was pretty much it. He's not.
The players are a completely different animal. You know, completely. these people, the Warriors that have been there. The Lakers that have been there, the Clippers who have been there, the players on there who have championship pedigree, you know, as opposed to maybe the Suns who are just getting in for the first time in a while.
Because of Chris Paul. Like it's not going to happen. But, you know, good for Chris Paul. I hope it continues to raise his stock people put respect on his fucking name. But this right here, is this the final matchup?
Yes.
Yes. In Living Color versus.
This is rough for me.
Futurama.
This is rough for me.
I am very tempted to pick Futurama, legitimately so. In spite of all the greatness Living Color has given us, I am immensely tempted. Because my heart is yearning for Futurama. My heart is yearning for Futurama. My head is saying, in Living Color, how can you tarnish all these great things that it's given us? These fantastic beers. And, you know, I am going to go down with the ship. And I'm going to pick Futurama.
Can I go next, by the way?
Yeah.
So let me just – and I'm going to say this. What's funny is – Everything Ed just said, Steve, makes complete sense, right? But like for me, in Living Color, it just because of what it means for people especially who look like me, like I have to vote for it. So like equally, because I feel like Ed feels like this, like the other one could win or the other, like I just see Futurama winning because I do, like I want to vote for it. It's just, it's too much for me within Living Color from what it means. But it's just like, I wouldn't be mad to go down with this ship and Futurama wins. Like, and it sounds like Ed wouldn't be mad to go down Futurama ship and then Living Color wins. But I'm just absolutely putting that out there. I'm at this point excited about the fact that Malcolm in the Middle didn't make it. So go ahead, Steve, and cast your vote.
Well, really quickly before you go, Steve, I do also want to say, because we've been talking about this, especially in the previous round of In Living Color and Living Single, it's, and we touch on it a bit, but it's not about, you know, Jim Carrey being the biggest star and he was white. It's not about, you know, it's merely about, I mean, who has the career, you know, in comedy? And there's not many, there may be a few, a handful at most, but who has the comedy career or the career in general, I should speak, of Jim Carrey? The comedic brilliance and characters that he's given us in the movies, the millions that he's made, the zeitgeist that he has, the impact. I mean, you go back and you see his earlier videos before he was even in Living Color, just on stage at like the Comedy Store, and him doing that facial bit of transforming into like Clint Eastwood. And not like a single word is said. I mean, the guy was just brilliant beyond brilliance. And this isn't some sort of like anything racial, of course, of him being a white person in this black show and him being the most successful. But at the end of the day, In Living Color has given us mountains and mountains of content from these people who originated in this show.
Yeah.
And the floor is yours, my sir.
So, when I think about like the best or the greatest of all time Fox Network show, oh my goodness, I can't speak. What's going on? I have a stroke. I think about the quality of the show, and I think about the not as much the impact for like transcendence, like what happens in the future. Because it's like you have to think of it as like if you were to watch it now, kind of like I have a hot take about Chappelle's show. That shit is unwatchable right now. Like if you watch it now, there's like four sketches that only work and everything else is problematic.
What do you mean by problematic?
Well,
I want to touch on this.
So, like, anything that is, like, homophobic and it's and sexist, because he does do a lot of, like sex. He has, like, sexism in his sketches and stuff like that. I think it's just, like, with all comedy, it there's like a time to like that it works, but like if you have there's a sketch from In Living Color where I think they it's Super Retard, I think that's what it was. It's like a sketch where it's like a person who's mentally retarded, but they're a superhero, and that mm-hmm. was a whole bit. That I mean, that it was the '90s, like early '90s, and you could get away with that. But like, if you're trying to watch it now, that is really hard to watch. And so, with that being said, my vote would go to Futurama, just in that sense of like, you have to think about like what stands the test of time versus like the impact of the time then and there. So Futurama takes my vote. And
I'll say this though, specifically to your Dave Chappelle comment, I don't know if that applies to him. Because Dave Chappelle is still around. And Dave Chappelle is very much still Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he's and not making no jokes, though. He's changed it up.
Not I mean, really.
He's gone after the trans community.
It's just a shift. I mean, but if the principle is what could possibly be offensive, It's all in the same vein. Like Dave Chappelle. And then on top of that, the other thing is that show is, you know, back on Netflix now that he owns it again, and
which is fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, and it's when it hit Netflix and all the streaming sites originally, people were hyped as shit. Like his clips on the Comedy Central page that have been running, even though they hoed the fuck out of him. Mm-hmm. Are still some of the most watched clips that they have.
Oh yeah,
and it might just be for him specifically because he's Dave Chappelle, because he's built an audience and a fan base, and including myself. That's going to be like nah, because we recognize the fact that these are jokes and this is comedy, and I'm not gonna no because he makes fun of everyone. If he only ever poked fun at specific groups, I'd be like, all right, cool, you're targeting them. That's not cool. But it's comedy and he makes fun of everyone. Just like I'm cool with the Bill Burrs of the world who like, hey, everyone's on talking about. Yeah. So I'm just saying, I think his show, because I mean, and to be honest with you, we might see his show come back, the sketch show, because he owns it again and he's already got his deal with Netflix. And because Netflix did the right thing in pulling Dave Chappelle off of him, just simply asking, they're not even really asking them to, but just being like, yo, this hurts my feelings that you guys would run this. And, you know, knowing that the relationship I have with him. So, I mean, we'll see, because his show does have a really strong chance of coming back and coming back on Netflix, because I was definitely watching it last night. And goddamn, that shit's fucking funny.
But would you say that every sketch is still hits like you saw it the first time?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, because I haven't seen the show in years. Because I knew how Comedy Central did him, I typically have stayed away from his clips on their YouTube page. I don't watch. I wasn't watching reruns on Comedy Central when I had cable. And I, you know, wasn't like trying to stream it or anything. So for me, they all still, for the most part, and there's a bunch that I've forgotten. I mean, granted, the show only ran for what, 3 seasons? Because I think he like bounced at the fourth.
No, they had,
yeah, because he bounced in the middle of the third.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bounced in the middle of the third. But it's just like, there's so many sketches that are on there that I'm just like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, they do. And for a lot of people, too, they still hit. So, I mean, we'll see if he ever brings the show back. It'd be interesting to see. That's kind of like the age-old question is, will comedy of, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago be able to operate? And, I mean, he's proven that he can with his own stand-up, and there's other comedians that have been able to prove that they can. And not just being offensive, and that's the point of your comedy, is that you're offensive. Because I guess another guy named Andrew Schultz, who's also, he can be viewed as offensive, but in reality, he's just not afraid to tackle any topic.
Yeah.
So the point of his is not to be offensive. The intent is to be funny. And it's just like, I mean, as long as it works and people are fucking with it. And Andrew Schultz is another one who Netflix wouldn't even fuck with Andrew Schultz at first because he wasn't a name. And yeah, he had to end up putting out his own special on YouTube and just saying, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself. And now, not only does he have that show with them, but he also has a whole other deal with them. So the company, after everyone else turned him down, they also turned him down when they accept every fucking body. Everybody gets accepted by Netflix. There's so many, like that Glasgow lady who did a comedy special. It's not even a comedy special. It's really just a conversation of her speaking to a crowd of people. I enjoyed it, but it's not a comedy special.
Yeah.
Not like it's just
mostly crowd work kind of thing.
And even then, it just feels like a TED talk that she did about being a lesbian woman in the world. But it's just like Andrew Schultz did it. Dave Chappelle, we already see what he's doing. So, I mean, be interesting to see. But I am glad that Futurama won. Like I said, I don't have any problem going down on the In Living Color ship. Futurama is a great fucking show. And once again, I'm glad. I think the writer who left The Simpsons that was real impactful for it is like Matt Groening. I don't know how to say his name. Whatever he is. Right? Whatever.
He's a creator. Yeah, he created.
Yeah, and him leaving and going to go do Futurama is like, man, I love fucking stories like that. Like, if you guys didn't let me do what I want, I'm out of here. You can keep making my show, but I'm out of here.
There were plenty of shows on this bracket that I think could have won.
Yeah. That's the idea. Know? Is that like in besides any way, and like the French fries that we did before, the munchie meal or the munchie foods, and what's going to happen in the future too. Any one of these things is so like can win. It's just the bracket either needs to be set up a certain way, and that's just the luck of the draw. That's why I randomized them.
Except the McDonald's fries one. That one had no chance of winning. Just going to put that out there just to anger Ezra when he inevitably listens back to this episode. McDonald's fries had no fucking chance.
Yeah, I agree. I'm whatever about those. But Futurama is the winner.
Shout out to my guy, Philip J. French Fry, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the fry that should have won, by the way.
I mean, honestly, very upset that fry would have won. Glued him.
Philip J. Fry should have won the French Fry Madness.
Yeah, that was all Steve. And once again, see, I just want to point out, Edward and I disagreed on which one we voted for. You know what I mean?
Edward,
I just
wasn't on that show, though.
No, but Edward chose Futurama.
Instead of In Living. Yeah.
And I chose In Living. I just want to put that out there once again. Also, even though it doesn't count.
Watch this. What's your favorite song on J. Cole's album?
Both of you guys write it down. No. Because that actually would support. Never mind.
I mean, it might be because I was just listening to the album. Ooh, it'd be tough. It's between 100 mil and. You know what? I might have to go with Pride is the Devil. I'm probably gonna say Pride is the Devil, to be honest with you. Pride is the Devil.
It's a very close.
My favorite.
That's like a second or third of mine. Very close. My favorite, Hunger on Hillside, by the way.
It's not a bad song. I'm not mad at that.
Not a bad song. We can disagree.
You know what? I think that's why Steve's mad. Because even when we disagree, it's like, I can't really be mad that you chose.
Not at all.
It's a great fucking song.
No, like, honestly. What makes you think I'm mad?
I mean, you're a little salty.
Your eyes speak to me.
A little salty.
Yeah. There's a lot of vendetta those eyes.
A lot of high cholesterol.
Oh, no cholesterol for me, baby. I'm eating nothing but carrots and no bread.
That's a lot. You're eating nothing but pickles, apparently.
And pickles.
The guy comes up to me today. I'm tired from work. I was thrown into a shift I was not expecting. Shout out to the factory.
Hate that.
I come home from work. This guy tells me, hey, do you eat pickles? I said, no, you know I don't like pickles. And he goes, I think I'm addicted to them now.
And I think addiction is the wrong word. I definitely have a reliance on them now because they're zero calories. and they you can get them in the different kinds of flavors and stuff like that. Mm. And I think it's gonna save me.
Pickles are
I'm addicted to this fucking beautiful girl that walked in. This beautiful chick that walked into the Cheesecake Factory today. Walked in, walked out. I'm addicted to her. Don't know her name. We'll never see her again, but it is what it is. You know?
That's fair.
Yeah. I live my life. My heart is on my sleeve. I wore it with Futurama, you know. Much like I said, I'll show I am a miscreant, but I do have a good heart, and I'm a human being. I'm growing. I'm evolving constantly.
Very well. Congratulations to Futurama. Let's do some plugs.
I mean, you can follow me at Edward J. Rosales. You know, recently been posting a couple pictures of some guy named Sir Suave Mente that he's been posting. Fantastic photographer, fantastic friend, fantastic, you know, fantastic ear when it comes to music as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Edward J. Rosales as well. And that's about it.
Yep, you can follow me on everything at Sir Suave Mente. It's my Instagram and Twitter. I do have a quite a few photos now posted on the good old gram, and you know I tweet funny shit on Twitter. And also, just one more plug: everyone needs to go stream the off season. Just go buy it or stream it. Just do both. Listen to it, enjoy it, digest it.
I just realized that I made a mistake earlier because I was listening. I was watching a reaction video today. I kind of want to shout them out, but you know what? No free plugs. I was watching a video earlier today, and they were talking about J. Cole, then they called it the Fall Off for some reason, and then I came into this fresh off of that, and I called it the Fall Off earlier, and that's my mistake. And you know what? I'm willing to admit my mistakes. I am sorry, Jermaine.
Cole.
I apologize. You deserve better, and I will do better.
That's all he could ask for, man.
Very well. I'm Steve underscore Sotelo on Instagram and only on Instagram. I don't think I'll ever do Twitter.
It's a cesspool.
Yeah.
It is a cesspool. It's so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some people that are usually in our show. Yes. Amelia, you can find her at Cara's de Amelia.
Oh, you on the beach. It's Cara's de Amelia.
Yeah, and Amelia Whistles on Twitter.
You know, congratulations to your sister, Amelia. Happy graduation. Yeah. I don't know her name, but many blessings.
Ezra Parter, you can find him at Ezra Partier on Instagram. He also has a couple of shows out there right now. They're very good. Very, very good. One of them is Apocalypse Tips with Lester Pips, and you can find that at Lester Pips. He also does a show with Adam, who's another member. It's called Fake News Comedy. You can find him on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm a big fan of News
underscore Comedy and TikTok.
I'm a big fan of Ezra. Really quickly, I want to plug in his Twitter as well because I'm a big fan of it. When he gets upset at hockey and he starts throwing fucking shots at hockey, it's one of my favorite things to just see. And I go, ah, yeah, there it is. There's that fire, babe. I love it.
And then our buddy Adam R. Macias, you can find him at Adam R. Mac on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. Great guy. And then you can follow us everywhere at Go Finger Guns. We literally have it on everything. And we have something on each format or platform for you to enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to this whole tournament. I hope your show won. If not, please let me know which one you thought should have won. And then we will come back next week with another tournament where we debate petty shit. All right. Beautiful.
We'll see you next week, babes. We'll
see you next week, guys. Thank you.